Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
The Irish Times columnist and self-proclaimed cyclist Cathy Sheridan has described cyclists as the biggest threat on the roads. She has said that the cycling in her local area is challenging and deadly, and has also hit out at the aggressive speed and silence of many cyclists. Barrister Brenda Power, another regular cyclist, has said that it is rare in Dublin that she cycles without a near miss. She also goes on to state that she feels many cyclists think they are superior to their fellow commuters in cars. Now, this comes days after the RSA released new figures revealing safety statistics for Irish cyclists. It shows 45 cyclists died, sadly, and 1,278 were seriously injured in Irish roads between 2020 and 2024. Now, that's a four-year period. Ireland had the highest rate in cyclist death across 10 years, according to the figures released by the EU. But how do you put a stop to it? Active cyclists are coming out saying that other cyclists can be responsible when it comes to being on the roads. If we brought in a tax or maybe an insurance within the city limits, holding cyclists just as accountable as people in cars, do you believe that would solve this or at least give some real relief to the issue? Now, here's the thing. The world has changed, as you well know. Technology has changed. Many moons ago, people had to cycle, and the average speed of a cyclist was probably about 10 kilometres an hour. Even less, depending on the weather, depending on the terrain they were cycling on, be it uphill or downhill or whatever it happened to be. Nowadays, you can buy yourself a nice electric bike for about $1,500, and you can go roughly in town as fast as a car. Just as fast, if not faster, than cars can go, because obviously they're stuck in traffic. Now, here's the kind of dichotomy of the whole thing. If I went out and bought a moped, you know, a 30cc moped, I have to have tax and insurance and a helmet, and I have to abide by the rules of the road. My maximum speed is going to be about 40 kilometres an hour, maximum, because it's only a small engine. If I even get that, that'll be downhill, because I had one many, many years ago, a little Vespa. Yet I can go out and buy an electric bike and cycle it a little bit every now and again to make it look like I'm legal, because they have to have pedals to make them look like they're legal. And I can travel at almost the same speed with no tax, no license, and no insurance. It makes absolutely zero sense. The world has changed. So is it time that we charge people an insurance cost and a tax, and maybe demand that they had some sort of license as well, if they're going to use these vehicles, and they are vehicles, within the city limits? Now, if you're talking about, say, Dublin, for example, that would be within the bounds of the bridges, I suppose, Grand Canal Quay, whatever it happens to be, whatever bridge, whatever side of the city you happen to be coming from. So, in other words, within the city limits. I don't know, you could put a radius of 4 miles on it. So, let me know what you think. Would that be a good idea? That would go for Cork, Limerick and Galway too, oh, by the way. All congested cities now. Should we charge cyclists a fee? And it doesn't matter, by the way, whether it's an electric bike or not. I'm only giving you that example because a lot of them are electric nowadays. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008 if you want to send us a text or a WhatsApp. Now, let me just go to David first, if I can. David, hi, how are you?
Niall, hi. Yeah, very good. Very pleased that you brought up the nonsense over the moped and the electric bike. That is clearly nonsense, and the electric bike should be governed by the same rules as a moped.
Well, the only difference is the type of engine that's in it, or a battery, whichever you want to call it.
Mm. Yeah, if you've got a vehicle that is... well, I don't know what the horsepower of a moped used to be. In my day, it was the Yamaha FS1E, and they were fully capable of doing 50 miles an hour.
That was fast for a moped. For the, you know, I'm talking about the little starter ones. I had a little Vespa, and it used to do about 35-40 miles an hour.
Yeah. Well, the Vespas tended to be scooters rather than but the scooters, you know. I was brought up in Brighton, so I remember the fights between the mods and the rockets. You had the scooters versus the bikers. It's all bikes. I think now are moving at a speed. You've now got sort of 18 gear, 4, 5, 10,000 euro machines, and they certainly most, a lot of cyclists can regard themselves as urban warriors. And they'll jump, like, you know, when I was cycling in London back in the 90s, the only time I got knocked off a bike was by the cyclist who didn't stop at the red light behind me.
I
came up to the red light and stopped, and the person behind me didn't. He'd been drafting me all the way along the Vauxhall, and he just, when I stopped, he didn't. Because obviously bikes don't have rear brake lights, which is also something that should be happening. I think bikes, not only should be registered.
Yeah.
They should have MOTs.
A license possibly as well.
Yep. And the cyclist would have to have a road license. Obviously there'll be a sort of give them 6 months to a year of grace before they had to have the license, but they should be working towards a license from, but certainly engaged in cycle training. Mm. Same as you would for a car or any other vehicle on the road.
Generally speaking, by the way, how do you think cyclists behave in Ireland?
Very badly. But then the road users generally in Ireland are not good.
Per head of population, I mean, obviously there's more cars on the road than there is bikes. By herd population, do you think cyclists are worse than motorists, or motorists are worse than cyclists? Do motorists give cyclists room? Do cyclists obey the rules of the road, generally speaking? I don't think they do.
The cyclists don't the world over, but that is on top of the fact that there is very little consideration given to anybody by other road users in Ireland. I think the inconsideration of other road users, you know, I regularly see people using or blocking the yellow boxes at junctions.
Mm. Now, don't get me wrong. I've been in that situation. Sometimes you're caught in that situation. You get caught in that situation. Now, it doesn't happen to me too often, thankfully. But you're in traffic. Yeah. Traffic moves, and it's moving at a reasonable speed. You drive forward, follow the traffic, and then suddenly the guy in front of you stops, and you're stuck in a box, and you're mortified. So that's kind of happened to me once or twice. It's happened to us all.
You can get caught, but invariably it's what I've seen, certainly in Fermoy and places like that. The reason why they block the yellow box is to stop people from the side turning.
I know. No, I know what it's there for. Yeah, I'm well aware what's there. And you're not meant to enter it unless your exit is free.
Yeah, but some people, because nobody gives anybody else quarter, and there's no consideration of each other, then you know, it's like BMW. Nobody smiles or lets anybody out. If you're driving a BMW in London, nobody will let you out.
There's a very famous joke about BMWs and hedgehogs, but I won't get into it now. Okay, now, stay there for a second, David. Let me go to Joe as well. Joe, hi, how are you?
Yeah, good evening, Niall. How are you doing? I hope you had a nice weekend. I hope everything is good with you, Niall.
Yeah, everything is fine, Joe. Joe, in relation to cyclists, do you drive or do you cycle or what do you do?
No, I don't drive or I don't cycle at all, Niall. Because just walk. I just walk, yeah, but I'm living, like, I'm in the centre of the city here, so I don't really have the need to use a car.
Okay, so you can get public transport if you need it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I do a lot of walking anyway because I think walking is good for you anyway, you know?
Oh, it is.
I have to get public transport when I'm going somewhere outside the city. Now it's different, like, you know?
Okay.
But I've had a lot of bad experiences with bikes over the last couple of years because I tend to think that they think they're more superior than everybody else, and they don't. Another thing I think what really boils my blood with these people is that they have no respect for the lights. They keep jumping the red lights. You know, if the light turns red and all the cars stop, they keep jumping the lights left, right and centre. And they don't even have crash helmets on them. Like, if they want to, they're complaining. Like, I thought it was an idiotic thing was going along there a couple of years ago where they were saying that more cyclists were the victims of road crashes, which they were, because the reason they were the victims of road crashes because they weren't adhering to the road.
Well, not all of the victims, yes, but certainly some. who would be victims were people who, you know, broke the rules of the road themselves, possibly.
Yeah, they weren't wearing crash helmets, because you're supposed to wear a crash helmet on a bike, the same as a motorbike.
Yeah, I don't think there's the law suggests you should wear it, but I don't think that's enforceable. I'll get Molly just to check that, but I don't believe it, you're legally required to wear one.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just advisable. Yeah, it's advised to wear one.
Yeah, but I think there should be a charge or a heavy penalties put on them, because you know they break the rules in all angles. They go up on top of footpaths. They knock people out of the way. Half them going around, I'd say, are snorting cocaine or something, because they're all high as kites. I've seen them.
I wouldn't say they're all high as kites, but I get the point. You can say what you want. I'm just challenging you on that point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But as I say, I think they should be treated the same as any. They should get penalised the same as anyone else, because why should they evade the road the same as a driver driving a motor car or anyone else? I think the problem in this country now, you see, is, and of course, with this so-called government we have, they do everything the opposite way to what they should be doing. You know, they don't enforce the laws for people who really cause havoc, but they'll enforce the laws for some idiot who goes around with an Irish tricolour in the middle of the street, protesting against the state, you know?
Okay.
I'm just using that as an example, you know?
I didn't think it would be long before we get that in there. But anyway, yeah, sorry. By the way, it's not a legal requirement to wear a helmet. I kind of knew that.
Oh, isn't it? Yeah, right.
Yeah, but it is stupid not to wear one, particularly if you're on one of these electric bikes. So here's the problem now, Joe. You've got these electric bike whizzing up and down these, you know, cycle lanes.
Jesus, I tell you. I remember there a couple of years ago, John O'D?
Oh, he got locked down by a scooter,
About 3 years ago. I tell you, they should be banned. They should not even be allowed on the road.
Well, no, I don't have a problem with modern technology and having an electric bike, but I believe you should have to have a license and insurance for it.
Yeah, but the people that are driving these bikes, some of them are complete head cases. They're going around.
Well, a lot of them are head cases. When I'm going home some nights there in Fairview, right? There's a guy comes belting down the cycle lane in Fairview. I'm sure other people must have seen him. Usually around 11:30 at night. He seems to be always the same time. And he's dressed as a rabbit.
Oh, my God.
He's in a full rabbit suit.
Oh,
like
my
top
God.
To bottom. And he's on an electric bike. And he boots through Fairview and down towards Glentarf.
I tell you.
Somebody else must have seen him. Either that or I'm seeing things. Somebody else must have seen him.
I said the people of Fairview must think he's a flasher. Is after going through or something, given the name with Fairview, you know?
Okay, but so should all cyclists, Joe, have to have insurance and some sort of license or?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. I totally agree, yeah, because, why should they get away with it? Other people have to pay insurance or have a driver's license, why shouldn't bikes? They're still on the road and they're still, as I say, more of a danger than a car, because the chance of you getting hit by a bike is probably more fatal than of a car. That's what I think myself, anyway.
Hang on for a second, and David, stay with me there as well. Let me just go to Angela as well. Angela, hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah, you don't cycle a bike, she don't.
No, but the rest of my family do. I used to.
Your dad's a cyclist. He's a big cyclist, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, he's a big cyclist all his life.
Mm-hmm.
My brother does. You know, I have the bike, but I prefer the car, to be honest. Get there faster.
Okay.
And but
cyclists in general, how do they behave?
Oh, my God. Even my dad gives out. My dad actually will give out. It kind of seems to be in the past 10 years, definitely, it's become this absolute fad with all these cycle lanes. You have cycle lanes and cyclists who won't cycle in them.
Right.
You know, if you're racing or anything like that, you're with the Cycling Federation of Ireland, you're covered with insurance and everything. I think that cyclist, if you're over the age of 18, because you wouldn't expect a 2, 3, 4, or 5-year-old, that you should pay insurance and tax to use the road.
What I suggested was, if you're going to use the roads within the boundaries of a city, So then that won't include little Johnny, who's 13, running and flying around his housing estate. That's fine. I'm not talking about him.
No, that's fine. No, but what I'm saying is, it's not even that, because you can't say in the city. What about the bigger towns? Because I live in Ennis, and it's absolutely ridiculous here. You know, yeah. What I laugh at is when you see them coming up along the road, and when the light is red for pedestrian, they cross the pedestrian crossing. You're going on a bike, or they get up on the path, or they just keep going. They have absolutely no regard for the road.
Or I've seen them going through a red light at a crossroads, and then just dodging the traffic on either side as they're going through.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? The worst thing is if you hit a bike and it's the bike's fault, you're at fault.
But they do. Here's the funny thing. They'll do it in front of the guards and nothing ever happens.
Oh, yeah.
How often does a guard stop a cyclist? I don't know how rare that is. It's probably...
I've never seen it.
And the other thing I've noticed as well is, right, at night or even in the evening when it's getting a bit dark, hardly any of them have lights anymore. Years ago when I was a kid, you know, it was in... My dad, like, we used to make sure we had working lights on our bikes. And we had like a little dynamo. Do you remember the dynamo in the front?
Try living with a cyclist.
Yeah.
Because our bikes were never allowed left outside because they'll rust. You had to clean them down the whole time.
Yeah.
You had to oil them. You had to get like OCD about it. He'll be buried with those bikes, although I want them in the will. But he'll be buried with them.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what should be... I can remember...
But where's the lights gone from bikes? They used to, years ago, they'd have a light on the front of them and a dynamo and or whatever, I don't know.
I was going out to my sister's, right, last week, and it was late in the evening, and I can remember walking into her going, Mary, and she lives out in County Limerick. I said, I nearly ploughed into three young fellas. Now, they weren't 12, they were like 15, 16, three of them, all wearing dark clothes, not a light between them, not a high-vis between them, not a helmet between them. And it really shook me.
That's another thing.
That I would have been blamed for.
There's no regulations around cycling in this country. Like, you don't have to wear a helmet. You don't have to wear... Like, there's no law says you have to wear all of these things. And there doesn't even seem to be any enforcing the law when it comes to lights or anything. When I was a kid, the guards would stop you all the time if you didn't have a light in your bike. Sorry, is David gone?
Sorry, did you...
Yeah, I was asking you, David. Yeah, I was asking you, David.
Oh, sorry. No, no, you're absolutely right. But it's not just an Irish problem. It is across the... I've obviously cycled in different countries, and it's the same in the UK. Now, they're more in, certainly these days in the UK, as far as I can make out, they're more interested if you're doing offensive tweets rather than knifing your neighbour. But
Niall, a friend of mine there was in a crash on a bike, you know, like a charity cycle.
Yeah,
and he obviously had his helmet on. And thank God he had his helmet on, because the concussion he got was about 4 minutes after the crash. They asked him who the president was, and he said President McAleese.
Right. Okay.
You know.
So even with the helmet on, he got concussion. So if he had the helmet off, he probably wouldn't be with us today.
And the amount of crashes, my dad was in a bad crash. Broke every bone in his face. His jaw.
Why would you cycle through town with no helmet on you? I mean, you're dodging death, really, because if you go over the handlebars at any stage, if you hit a car, go over the handlebars, your head's the first thing that's going to get it.
And not even that. If you fall off your bike, if you actually just fall off your bike.
Yeah, your head's going to get it.
And a lot of cyclists are using cleats. And a lot of them, that's another...
Using
thing.
What?
You should, if cleats.
Oh, that's the thing that attaches your feet to the pedals.
Yeah. And the amount of people who go in and get them and go out on the bike and next day...
And fall off them.
And they just... fall off because they don't know how to take their feet out of them. They haven't a clue. And what should be brought back...
They shouldn't be allowed to use cleats unless you're racing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But the other thing is, it was brought in there a few years ago because, well, I'm looking now about 10, 15 years ago because Dad and a friend of his did it. They went around to the schools and they were teaching the younger people the rules of the road, how to do it safely. That should be brought in schools.
Mm.
Because I mean, and come here, to be brought up to Leinster House, you're doing, how much did they spend on a fucking bike rack up there? Bike. And half of them probably don't even know the rules of the road. The
most expensive bike shed in Europe. Maurice, how are you doing? Or Maurice, like, I call you Maurice.
Niall, how are you doing? Mauricio.
Mauricio. Maurice, hi. Maurice, will you drive? And what's your experience with cyclists in Ireland?
Well, I cycle as well because I got a stent fit in my heart about 3 years ago now, and the doctor said, look, what do you do? I said, oh, look, do a bit of cycling. He said, it's the best thing you can do for cardio.
Keep
you really fit.
Yeah, keep you fit. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I do. So I go for a good hour and a half nearly every day when I can, and I like cycling. It's good, but I'm on both sides. I know the fellas. I drive a van for a living, as you know, and then I'm out on the bike. So I get both sides of the story. But you
strike me as reasonably responsible. Do you stop at red lights when you're on your bike?
Oh, yeah. Jason, and all my granddad. I'm not a fucking young fan anymore, you know? Of course I will.
Yeah.
100%. If you don't respect the law, if you don't respect the rules, you'll pay with your life.
Do you wear a helmet? Do you wear a helmet?
I have a helmet, yeah. I wouldn't go without it. And I'd recommend everybody, if you're sitting on a bike, get a helmet. Because a nurse told me in the hospital, she said, I got guys in here and there wasn't a mark on them, but their head hit the curb when they fell off the bike and their skull was cracked, killed instantly.
Oh,
not
God.
A mark on them.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, it cracks like an egg because you're hitting concrete. Mm. And she said, you only have to fall 2 feet, Morris, and it'll crack your skull and you're dead. So she said, always wear a helmet when you're going out because you just don't know. But, you know, I work for a living outdoors, and I had a fella the other day. I was doing a bit of work, and the fucking audacity of him when he scoot or beeping me. Like, I'm standing there on the footpath. Okay, it's marked for the bike lane. And I said it to him, get off the footpath. You shouldn't be on the footpath. You want to see the look he gave me?
And do you think these people, particularly those on those electric bikes, yours is not electric, is it?
Yeah. And the scooters, yeah. Electric and scooters.
Yeah, do you think they should have to have insurance and tax?
Well, the ordinary cyclists like me who pedal, you know, I've all the gear. I have the high vis. I cycle. I like it. It's great getting out, Niall. Jesus, it's good for you. I sleep like a log after I get out on the bike. But anybody else that has something that's motorised or electrical that can travel over 20 kilometres an hour definitely need tax insurance and roadworthiness. But the ordinary cyclist, you know, we're out there to cycle and stay fit, not to be fucking... But it's kind of
hard to tell nowadays which ones are electric and which ones are not, isn't it?
Well, they go very fast. I was looking at
the speed. Is it obvious? The speed is an obvious clue. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see that video a while back of the fella on the M50 on the scooter doing 70 kilometers an hour?
No.
A fella on the M50 going for Ballymun, and a guy pulled up in a car with his camera running, and the guy was clocking him at 70 kilometers an hour with lights on the scooter on the M50.
I've seen there's YouTube videos online. And they show you how to unrestrict electric scooters and electric bikes. There's a way of doing it, right? Because when they're made, they're restricted to a certain speed. But you can hack it and unrestrict them.
Yeah.
And I seen one lad, and he had an electric bike, kind of standard electric bike that normally would do 30 kilometres an hour. And he had it doing 80 miles an hour.
Oh, Jesus, they'd kill you at that speed.
Sorry to interrupt there. So, Dad, my dad does these American cycling tours, you know, Yanks come over and want to cycle all over Ireland. And now the big thing with them is electric bikes, right? So Dad had to go last year to England to do a course on how, because Dad's the mechanic as well, on how to fix the electric bikes.
Yeah.
Mm.
I am telling you, you would be shocked if you saw how thick. Because there was like 10 of them doing it. Like, Dad's only one of three in Ireland that can actually fix these bikes, right? And there was 10 of them from the UK and Ireland doing this course. And when they arrived in, the book was there and they were all like, what's this for, a washing machine? Like, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Mm.
And this is what we're putting out on the road. So this is the kind of thing. So if that's how thick it is, you know exactly what you can do. That's a bloody car you're putting on the road. That's a motorbike you're putting on the road.
A motorbike,
that's
yeah.
not just
yeah.
a bicycle.
No, it's the same, you know? It's the same
it's,
as a motorbike.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to say like that, you don't need a helmet cycling around. Because you're not even cycling. You don't need a helmet for it. It's an absolute disgrace, and the RSA have to do something.
Mm. Yeah, dangerous. You know? If one of them hit you, they'd kill you.
But they don't, I mean, when you think about it, they don't abide by the speed limits, because in many areas, the speed limits, you know, would be, you know, 30 kilometres an hour. And some of these electric bikes and scooters go a lot faster than 30 kilometres an hour.
And Niall, do you know what happened to me?
What happened?
I got a new van, right? And there's a camera in it that watches the speed on the road. And if I hit a 25 or a 15 area and I'm doing over it, Jesus, the fucking siren in the van, it's making driving horrible. Driver assist system. So I'm coming up to an area, right? And it says 30 kilometres an hour and I'm doing 43. It's sort of with a bleeding alarm going off in the van the way it goes.
Yeah, my car does that. It gives you, I can turn it off if I want to, but there's a warning and it tells you when you're going over the speed limit. Not that I would do that. But
cars and vans. Look at these, your pots.
I've never had that.
Money, people.
Stay there for a second, lads. Let me just go to Julie. Thanks, Morris. Sorry, go ahead, Julie.
Hiya. We've had this conversation before. I'm finding it quite boring now.
I'm glad to hear you find it boring. But go on.
No, I don't mean in general, like you, your show and that, but like this conversation about bikes, like all I've heard for the last 10 minutes with people talking was how the bikers, but what about the people that have to endure the bike nearly going through them and having to focus their way out of it? Like, you know what I mean? The people that are on the ground from these bikes, like it's just, I don't know how.
Oh, you mean pedestrians you're talking about?
Yeah, I'm talking about the average walker going up the road and having to swerve and probably getting a smack of a car in the meantime over a bike that's going about 1,000 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Because all I see is speed. And you know what? You were saying the last time we had this conversation, you can't police it. Why should they police this? It's called cop on. You know, it's literally a bowl of cop on.
Well, it does seem that a lot of people don't have that bowl of cop on.
Well, that's not my problem, and that's not like the general public's problem. You just have to have responsibility, put your bike in place, put your head in place, and like cycle or whatever you do with your bike, like with responsibility. It's common sense. If you don't have common sense, then your bike shouldn't be with you. Simple as.
Mm-hmm.
But you could literally
fair.
Say
it's
that
not
about
fair.
It.
It's simply not fair.
No, because you could say that about everything. You could say that about why you're...
We're not talking about everything. We're talking about bikes. We're not talking about everything. We're talking about personal responsibility and bikes going 1,000 miles an hour up the road and not giving a shit. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, but
we're talking about injured parties here from bikes, basically.
Mm.
Don't jump down my throat.
I'm just telling you how it is. I see it every day.
I know how it is.
Well, there you go.
I know how it is. Okay? Just don't jump down my throat. Right. I was just saying, too many people out there don't have cop on and don't have common sense and don't care. That's why we have the guards.
But unfortunately, with the greatest respect, Angela, the guards are not doing a great job. And Julie's gone, she got pissed off at you. The guards are not doing a great job. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Julie always hangs up. The guards are not doing a great job, Angela.
But the thing is, they have to.
But hang on. But the guards, I'm not blaming the guards for that, by the way. The resources are stretched. You know, when lads are flying up and down on scooters, you know, or electric bikes, and they're clearly breaking the speed limit, say, in parts of town, the guards are not stopping them or arresting them or doing anything. But if you were on a motorbike you'd be done.
Yeah. And you know why? Because the speed limits are there for motorized vehicles, as in lorries, vans, cars, motorbikes. They're not there for electric bikes. They're not there for scooters. This is why I'm saying the RSA and all of that have to bring it in that it is with them as well. You know, because it's for a car, it's for a motorbike. All those laws were brought into place because of that, but not because of bicycles that are electrical or scooters. You understand?
No, I understand, yeah.
So that's why this should be brought in, Julie, if you're listening, you muppet. But that's why it should be brought in. And you can't turn around, Niall, and say, people should have common sense and slow down. We all know that. People driving cars, lorries, half of them don't have common sense to slow down. So why do you think that somebody cycling or driving an electric bike is going to have any more common sense than any driver out there.
Well, hang on for a second. Let me just go to John as well. John, why have we kind of abandoned road safety when it comes to bicycles? Well, we seem to have. Because from what I remember, from what I used to cycle when I was a kid, it was all about road safety and the guards would be very quick to stop you if you were doing something wrong, i.e. cycling on a path, breaking the lights, not having a light. You know what I mean? But now with that's all kind of abandoned.
Yeah, well, before, I mean, all we had to do was worry about just the cyclists, the ordinary cyclists of old, and maybe with a good racing bike that would be flying around the place and taking chances. But the whole scene has changed now with the electric bike and the electric scooter. As you know, Joe, and thanks for mentioning it, Joe, I was knocked down 3 years ago and my own
city. That was awful. Yeah, you know, I remember
it was
that.
Almost, I don't know, I'd be on Sir Tom Cruise, wouldn't it? I don't think we'd have survived this because... to this day, like, I can still recall the impact of that. And I know I have. I was even in town today in the city centre. I'm very, very cautious now before I wasn't. I'm not saying I'd walk out in front of a bus previous to this. But, I mean, I'd done everything right. But even the fact that I'd done everything right, I was still knocked down and nearly killed or almost had life-changing injuries. I still to this day I know how I survived it. And when I went to court, she was fined €200 and 6 months to pay. So that's all I'm, DOD, born and bred in Cork City, that's all I'm worth. Being knocked down and like a dog on the road, an electric scooter, €200 and 6 months to pay. Now, the way I look at it, I was glad I survived it anyway, thanks for the Christ, but the whole thing
Agent will be back out on a scooter again. If that was a motorcyclist, he might have lost his license or be banned from driving for a period of time.
And the thing is, like, they can go back out on Salinger, they can go back out on the road. But I mean, I know I have post-traumatic stress from this, and I know I have it. And I got a stage in my life when I didn't need it. I know I have that, and I will have that for the rest of my fucking life. Yeah. Now, do I look at it? They have a new device now, the girls, you've probably seen it on the news there. They can stop the cyclists now, the e-scooters, and they have a device, and they can measure it, and it starts up this machine, and the whole bike goes around at full power, and you know now their limit is at 20 kilometres. And if it's over that, they will confiscate it. I think they shouldn't even be sold to 15-year-olds. Not only put them on the road. You should be 17 years of age at least before you even get them one of those. And you should have to have, especially in the electric bikes and scooters, as Angela said there, you should have to have a license. What about the tax? You should definitely have a license to be on the road and definitely have insurance.
Well, there should be some POS that's paid into for insurance at least. Even a charge of, you know, for the use of one. But mind you, I'm talking shite here now, to be honest with you. Because if you have, as I said earlier on, if you had a scooter, a motorized scooter, you know, a little 30cc one, you have to have a helmet, a license, insurance and tax before you're allowed to drive that. Yet you can go out and buy an electric bike that'll do exactly the same speed and you don't have to have any of the above. That makes no sense. And you can blame Eamon Ryan and his mob for that, by the way.
Oh, sure. They weren't love with it.
Because there was a law here, but they changed the law. I remember people were being arrested, and then it became a bit of a grey area. Judges wouldn't make decisions on it. And then, of course, you know, the Minister of Transport changed the legislation to include electric vehicles. So,
there's Niall. Yeah, sorry there, John. Niall, over in Spain, I was over there at the beginning of May. And so now what they have over there, and I'm going, Jesus Christ. What they have is you have all different apps, right, with all different scooters. And you can put it into the app and go, okay, let's say myself and my friend are going over on Saturday. We're walking down the street and go, oh, we're getting tired, you know. Put it into the app. There's two scooters around. You just leave them. Leave them at the side of the road. There's two scooters around the corner. Off you get. Tap into it. Pay your money and off you go on the scooter. That's what's happening in Spain. Mm. It's not going to be long before that comes here.
Well, I think they already have that, haven't they?
I think they have,
Yeah, I think they have it in Dublin and Cork, as far as I know. I don't know about Galway and Limerick, but I think you can put your money. I know, like the bikes, I think you can put your money in and get them. Yeah, the Go bikes. Yeah.
And there is murder in Spain over it because anyone can get up. Now, to be very honest,
I could go and just rent one and I've never ridden on one in my life.
My brother turned around. He was over there and his girlfriend and he said, we'll meet you down the road by the bus station. what we'll do is we'll get scooters up. And I went, Gerard, Dad is 79 this year and you expect him to get up on a scooter? I said, are you having a laugh, like? And I wouldn't, not a hope would I get on one. You know, and next you just have kids flying all over the place on them. It's the worst thing that was ever invented.
Mm.
I think it's an absolute disgrace. It's not manned right. It's not policed right. And somebody needs to pull their finger out of their arses now and cop onto it.
Well, let me go to Martin. Martin, hi, how are you?
I'm well, Niall. Good evening. I hope yourself and all the station staff and the listeners indeed are well. It was a good weekend.
Yeah, it was a nice weekend. Martin, in relation to what we're talking about, you know, times have changed. Electric vehicles tend to go as fast, if not faster, than, you know, the old kind of motorized vehicles, particularly when it comes to scooters. And yet we still kind of, they get a free ride when it comes to milling around the city.
Yeah, if you can indulge me here for just a few moments now, there's a couple of points I'd like to make. First off, when it comes to the guards, I hear you making excuses for them. But the simple fact is, even the traffic corps, I have witnessed cyclists. Now, let me lay out my stall here. I'm a driver. For my work, I put up savage mileage every single week. But I'm also a recreational cyclist. Now, when I go out, I'm a really conscientious cyclist. I give every motorist the best opportunity I can so that they can see me. I'm lit up like a Christmas tree. I have, you know, I've two lights front, two lights back. I wear a high-vis vest, a high-vis bandana. I wear a cycling helmet, the whole lot. I don't want some driver to end up, if they hit me, you know, carrying guilt. But anyway, when it comes to things like, I've witnessed, as you said yourself, the guards, cyclists, they commit the most grievous infractions and dangerous infractions of the Road Traffic Act. And I have seen them do it in front of guards, and the guards do absolutely nothing. Now, there's no excuse for that. I've seen them do it in front of traffic corps guards, sitting in their car at lights, and a cyclist to go straight through, and the guards do nothing. There's no excuse for that. They don't care what anyone says.
No.
Now, there are several other things. When it comes to these electric bikes and scooters, apart from the fact that there's no difference in the speed or the power or the damage that can be done, the real difference, the real dangerous difference is that if you're on a moped or a scooter or whatever else and it has a limited cc, at least people stand some chance of hearing you coming. When it comes to electric vehicles, scooters or cycles, you can't hear them coming. They're up on top of you before you'd even know it. Now, I've noticed that, and I personally, if they were to say to me, well, Mark, you have to pay €20 a year for the privilege of cycling recreationally, I'll gladly do it. I don't think
we'd be having this topic, you know, if it wasn't for electric vehicles.
Yeah, but I have noticed, and I don't know if anyone else has noticed, I find that the ones who are the worst for certainly cycling infractions at night, travelling without lights, going through red lights, all the above, generally, mostly actually traveling in black at night, are these delivery drivers, you know, not
the Uber drivers.
Deliveroo,
and yeah.
They're doing pizza deliveries and what have you, with a bag on their back. Now, if I had my way, whatever company are actually employing these people, whether it be Deliveroo or whatever,
Just
whatever
Ease
they're called,
or whatever, yeah.
It would be mandated to make sure that every cycle is used by somebody that's working for them is up to spec when it comes to being lit up and brakes working the whole lot.
Most of them are, by the way, most of them are electric bikes.
Yeah, well, you know, the same. I've still seen plenty of them without lights now.
Oh, no, I know. Plenty of them. Yeah, I know.
So I would hold those companies responsible. And if somebody is caught out on the road with a bike or a scooter or anything else working for them that's not up to spec, they would be prosecuted, and you'll find it bloody quick. They'd turn around, and those people would have to have they'd have to be compliant with the law.
Mm.
Now, the other thing,
the delivery drivers and the Just Eat drivers remind me of the couriers of the 1990s. Do you remember the motorbike couriers? You kind of rarely see them nowadays because they're not as necessary anymore. But do you remember the motorbike couriers? You know, the guys milling around on the scramblers all day, you know, delivering parcels and letters and all sorts of things.
Yeah. But the other thing is, I could not go to a motor dealer and go into a showroom and say, yes, I'm going to purchase that car and take the car out on the road. They would not be allowed to sell that car to me.
No, unless tax insured. Yeah, that's tax insured.
No, but apart from the tax and insurance, if it's not compliant, they could certainly sell it within the trade if it was a second-hand car. But when it comes to the final sale to the public, whether it be brand new or a second-hand vehicle, the vehicle has to be compliant with the Road Traffic Act with regard to lighting and everything else. They are responsible for it.
I think the law nowadays, even with second-hand cars, when you're buying them from the trade or when you're buying them from a second-hand dealer, is they all have to be NCT'd. So they all have to be NCT'd, and they also, you have to have them taxed, and you also have to prove that you have insurance to drive it out of the forecourt.
Yeah, but what I mean is, within the trade, like, if I was a motor trader, I could buy any kind of a jalopy off you. It doesn't matter.
Well, then why is it, you know, Halfords or whatever it is that sell electric bikes? And some of these electric bikes, I said to you already, you know, they can go, you know, 40 to 60 miles an hour. Now, a lot of them have regulations on them and they have kind of restrictors on them. But if you go onto YouTube, they have hacks on how to undo that, right?
Yeah.
But they can sell them, and you can zoom out the door.
I mean, the likes of Halfords and that, they're not even compelled to make sure that before that. My point is, I can't go into a car sales and buy a car and take it on the road unless it is compliant with the Road Traffic Act. You can go into Halfords and you can buy a bike, no lights, no nothing, and walk out the door. Now, that's wrong. And that's an easy one to enforce. I don't care what anyone says. They could do that overnight. Of course, Eamon Ryan and all his loony, lunatic green mafia.
But in fairness, there's not many of them left. But
only one.
Yeah, only the one, Roderick. Yeah. The one party member. I remember one day somebody from the Green Party, I think, was on the air slagging off Aintoot because they only had one member, but now it's the Green Party only have one member, one elected TD. But here's the thing. Yeah, they are responsible initially for encouraging all of this, you know. And I was going to say they're not backpedaling, but that's a bit of an irony. There's an irony in that. Anyway, they were kind of responsible for all this, and you are right. It was against their whole ethos to start bringing in any limitations to stop people from cycling. But the problem is they're not cycling; they're actually just sitting there with electric motors whizzing around the city. Sorry, John, you want to say something?
Yeah.
Sorry, John.
Another thing there, the former city manager who's gone to another big job down in the Port of Cork, people were lauding what she done and everything for the city. Pedestrianisation and cycle lanes, that's her legacy. We have cycle lanes all coming out her hole now. I tell you straight now. I swear to God, I'm mighty. I remember there was a fellow in my mind that he said, even to Mass at St. Patrick's in the inner city, and he said he came out, and he said, Jesus, that cycle lane wasn't there on before I went into Mass. That's how fast they nearly put it down. Like, and they're in level with, like, you come off, there's a new bridge, you know, there, going Mary Ellen's Bridge, going over up to the McCortland Quarter. And it's in level, like, the whole cycle lane. Like, if you didn't know it, since what happened to me, I'm always looking out when I'm on that section. But it's just a slightly different colour to the rest of the path, but it's all the same level. And you just walk off with this bridge, and next thing, wham! Down comes an electric bike, like, I mean, or electric, the larger ones, or the other ones that they're using. And you would, if you didn't be careful, you would be blown up in the air, like. They're all over the place. They've made.
But the problem with this is for the Green Party and their plan, right? You take the one from Monkstown into Dublin City, right? You know, that from Dunleary, there's a cycle lane all the way in. And, you know, around Monkstown there, for example, you know, it's just single lane traffic, right? So you've got in the morning or at rush hour, basically that whole area chock-a-block with cars because it's now down to single lane. Bumper to bumper. Very few people actually using the cycle lane per head of population. Yep. Very few people using it. And those cars are now sitting there taking longer to get home, using up more fuel and putting more pollution into the air if you were to go by the Green Party theory. So the whole thing makes absolutely zero sense.
Oh, it's crazy because, I mean, like, the parking, you know, in Cork City, you know, is almost non-existent. You're driven into the car parks where it's pretty expensive. But the on-street parking, I reckon there's at least 2,000 car spaces gone off with the inner city. And don't tell me that that's not going to affect business. Sure, some people will come out there in the offices and they changed the tag on the window or whatever, you know. But I mean, there was a lot of the spaces were used by people who come in. They'd be shopping maybe for 2 hours, and then, you know, that space would become available again. But now all those spaces are gone, because what you have now, you've got the footpath, you've got a sight lane, and then you've cars passed in the single line going down the lake of the South Mall, and then you walk over onto the main road. It's fucking ridiculous.
Okay, well, stay there. Let me just go to Mick as well before I finish here. Mick, hi, how are you?
How you doing? How are you?
Yeah, sorry, Mick, for holding you up there. Now I've got about 4 minutes, but go ahead, Mick. Make your point.
My point is they should be all insured, and it should be compulsory that they should have, you know, illuminated jackets on them and all that effort. They should 100%. I'm sick of it. Where I walk, I have to drive 2 roads to get, you know, I'm up by Lusk Rush area, and it's pitch black roads I'm driving on. One day I was coming home from work in the winter, and I nearly took a fella out of it. I didn't see him until it was the last second. I swear we wanted it. Right? But if I'd have hit him, I'd been the worst in the world.
It'd be your fault. Yeah, of course it'd be your fault.
Yeah. And yet he was, an invisible to me. Completely all in black. And I'm not being racist here. The guy was a dark colour as well, skin. So that made it harder for me.
Okay.
And only at the last second I seen him.
Okay.
So that made evasive action, and that was it. They should be insured, and it should be compelled. If they're working for somebody and they're supplying them thing, they should be insured on it. Why should we take the brunt for their stupidity?
And by the way, would you refer to all cyclists, or just those who are driving electric, or those who are kind of using electric vehicles?
Yeah, cyclists as well, the whole lot, they should be insured. I was over in Holland. I was over in Arnhem in Holland. There's a cycle lane, okay? You have very well done. But to get on that lane, you have to have insurance. Be it a cyclist or
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Yep.
Now, when you say they have to have insurance, is it just a fee that you have to pay to use that?
To pay a yearly fee for the insurance.
Okay, to use it.
Yes, to use it.
Okay, so that, okay, well, maybe that fee could be used as part insurance or something as well. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it should be, 100%. But I definitely agree with your last callers, 100%. These traffic lanes and cycle lanes are ridiculous, some of them are, the way they put as well.
We seem to be prioritising them over road users, you know, motorists.
Yeah.
And that's a big problem, because motorists are not going away. As much as the Green Party would love us all to go away.
Yeah.
They're not going away.
Yeah. Wish they'd go away.
Well, they nearly have. So they're not going away. So they're going to be around. This idea, by the way, they're all going to be driving electric cars by 2030. This is a nonsense, by the way. Complete and utter nonsense.
Nonsense.
Oh, yeah, it's not going to happen. No, it's not.
Yeah.
And the current electric vehicle model is not going to be the model of the future anyway, because they're too inconvenient. For anybody doing any kind of distances, they're too inconvenient. Anyway, getting back to bicycles, so you think that all cyclists, now obviously you can't say all, because there's kids, you know, cycling around their housing estates, and you can't have all them having insurance. Yeah. So all cyclists using the cities, is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, definitely, I agree with that. I don't have many near misses I've had over the years, and I do an awful lot of driving. I used to drive lorries for a living, you know, but I'm still driving, and I'm fed up with it. Just fed up and taking the basic.
I know a couple of lorry drivers, and lorry drivers will tell me their worst nightmare generally is cyclists, and particularly when cyclists try and come up on their inside if they're turning left. You know, it can be an absolute nightmare, because sometimes they just can't see them, and you know, the cyclist doesn't take that into consideration. Many years ago, I saw an accident that I can't unsee, and I witnessed it firsthand, where a truck driver, huge big Arctic, was turning left. It was sitting at the traffic lights waiting to turn. And just as the light went green with the arrow for it to go left, a cyclist came up on the inside, obviously going left as well. But the back wheels of the truck went over the cyclist. I'm assuming the guy was dead, by the way. And I remember that. I never forget the truck driver getting out of the truck and sat sobbing and crying at the side of the road. It wasn't his fault. He had no way. He had his indicator on. So, you know, and I was there as a witness to that. He had his indicator on. The guy took a statement from me at the time. This got back with 30 years ago. But he had his indicator on, and so they shouldn't have got up on the inside of him. It was just an accident waiting to happen. There's no way, probably, the truck driver could have possibly seen him, because literally he cycled up as the truck was about to turn left, or just about to pull away to turn left. So he pulled away slowly and actually just went over him. Anyway, it's a horrific thing to see that you can't unsee.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.